Hi, this is David. Over the years, I've started a number of businesses, like this podcast. Some have succeeded and others have failed. But the common experience has been feeling rather alone at the start and getting overwhelmed by all the things you have to do, all the different hats you have to wear. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. And for millions of businesses, that tool is Shopify. With Shopify's help, you can launch a beautiful online store fast. It's like having your own design studio, with hundreds of templates that are easily modified to match your brand's unique vibe. Shopify is also packed with helpful AI tools to accelerate content creation. You'll be able to quickly write product descriptions, page headlines, while also enhancing product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Mightier Than Circumstance by Frank B. Whitney, published in 1935. What shall we do when we have prayed for a time, and our prayer appears to be unanswered? Shall we cease to call upon God? Shall we let it go? Some people pray for a time and then accept whatever comes to them or happens as a result of their prayer. They accept misfortune or adversity, if it comes after they have prayed, as an answer to their prayer. They believe that if they have prayed in some fashion or other, whatever comes to them is God's will, even though that which comes is obviously evil. Many people do not get the right answer to their prayer because they do not reach the spiritual heights in their praying. They do not enter the consciousness of prayer. Their prayer, therefore, has no bearing upon the disaster that enters their lives. They need to get into a higher consciousness when they pray, and hold firmly to truth. If you pray for health, expect health. If you make mention of health in your prayer, hold firmly to the truth until health is established. Do you weaken in your prayer and then accept disease as your portion? God's will is health, not disease. Do not weaken or waver when you pray. Your prayer must always be positive, persistent, enduring. You must hold firmly to the truth, even in the face of appearances that have no place in truth. Learn to be one-pointed in prayer. Keep your mind centered upon the good that God has in store for you, and make no compromise with evil. Accept nothing short of this good. Above all, do not think that if adversity appears in your life, your prayer brought it on, or that it came through God's will. God's will is always good will. His will for you is peace of mind, health of body, and success in affairs. Give the Lord no rest until He comes into visibility as the blessing you need. Endure to this end. Pray without ceasing. Let your every breath contribute to the purpose of your prayer. Let your every thought be a thought that reinforces your prayer. In praying the powerful prayer of truth, in being positive and enduring, You must enter that high consciousness which knows no sense of weariness or tenseness. Let your prayer be firm and strong, and do not try to back it up by human willpower. You are willing that God should give you something. You are relaxed in mind to the extent that you know positively what His good will is. Enduring prayer persists through all sense of discouragement. The human sense of weariness is overcome when we realize that we are praying the mighty truths of God. We are seeing His truths established within us. In this way, we lose all sense of discouragement and mere personal values. The truths of God exist independently of our personal feelings. When evil presents itself to you in any guise, make mention of the presence of God, the good. Rise to the heights where you perceive the allness of God. Keep not silent, speak the word. Take no rest in your endeavors. Be refreshed through knowing that you are thinking and acting from the standpoint of truth. The Lord will establish your good because He has naught of evil to offer you. Ever bear this in mind. If your efforts appear to avail nothing, you have but one thing to do. Keep praying. The person who needs to pray can do nothing else but pray. Prayer is their one and only way out of their difficulties. Their prayer must endure. They must mention their need to God in prayer and persist in prayer until their need is met. When you pray, you are but realizing a mighty truth against which nothing can prevail. This mighty truth is established in you when you reach that high consciousness in which this truth is absolute, knowing no opposition or limitation. You pray the positive and absolute prayer when you reach the heights in which God, the good, exists as all in all. His divine good is established within you as the answer to your prayer when you allow truth to become firmly established in your mind. Your prayer endures when God's truth endures in your consciousness, defying all opposition and doubt. We thus enter prayer with a sense of humility and emerge from it victorious and triumphant if we know how to pray the positive prayer. When things about you are disturbed and all the world's amiss, when other persons seem to take away your joys and your bliss, there's but one thing that you can do if you would clear your day. Cease thinking of disturbing things. Stop where you are and pray. Stop, look, and listen warns the sign at the busy thoroughfare. And so in life this warning's good to free you from all care. Stop thinking all disturbing thoughts, and look within instead, and listen to the inner voice if by it you'd be led. And when in life you see that you have troubled thoughts in mind, there's but one thing for you to do if happiness you'd find. Stop, look, and listen. Stop and pray. Let God have His way. You'll find your troubles come to an end if you but stop and pray.
Looking for a smarter choice for dental implants? Meet the Contact Dental Implant System from Biotech Dental. Trusted by clinicians across Europe and now available in the US. With a single prosthetic connection, streamlined surgical kits, and seamless digital workflows, Contact makes every step easier. It's clinically proven, intuitively designed, and surprisingly affordable. See for yourself why more dentists are switching to Biotech Dental's contact system. Visit BiotechDentalUSA.com today to learn more. That's BiotechDentalUSA.com.